Welcome to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the weekly podcast that's all about the issues of aging, elders things, icky things. We're going to talk about, in fact, today's title is Icky Stuff Part 2. That'll make more sense in a minute. So glad to have you with us. Glad you can join me. It's always fun to be here. I'm Bob Scrivano. I'm your host, as always, right here on Assets and Aging's weekly Wednesday podcast. Make sure you scroll up and down the page you're on. You can sign up for workshops. You can look at disclaimers. You can get videos. Soon you'll be able to get all kinds of videos. You can sign up for my free newsletter. You can sign up. You can ask me a question. You can get in to see me. All kinds of things you can do to help make life for mom and dad and grammy and grampy better. The topic of today's podcast is Icky Stuff Part 2. I think I-C-K-Y or however it's spelled. Icky Stuff Part 2. I probably did a Part 1 once and I wasn't sure. So I just decided to call it Part 2. I'll do this again and we'll probably at some point get Part 83 or whatever it is. When people say to themselves, mom can just stay at home. Dad's just going to stay at home. And you start going through the ADLs, and you go, can they walk? Well, no, not too well. Can they bathe themselves? Well, no, not too well. But they really want to stay at home. I recently talked to a client whose mother is completely demented. And the dad is about to die trying to take care of the mother. And the son just cannot bring himself to mom needs to be in a nursing home. So we find a nice nursing home, and the son just can't deal with the icky stuff that we're going to have to deal with when we do that. But I want to talk about today a little bit the icky stuff that comes with taking care of an elderly person at home. Unless you can afford 24-hour-a-day care, which will be $10,000 to $15,000 a month, you're going to help participate in that care. Now, I'm just going to tell you, we're going to talk about icky stuff. So when I talk to people about, well, my mom's just going to stay home. Well, can she bathe herself? Well, no, we don't want her slipping into the tub. Well, who's going to bathe her? Well, I am. Okay, you're the son. Are you prepared to take your mother's clothes off? Are you prepared to wash your naked mother's body? Are you prepared to clean your father up from the toilet when he doesn't quite get there? Are you prepared to deal with the stains in the chair that come because grandpa just couldn't make it to the bathroom? Are you prepared to deal with the rotting food that got forgotten and left underneath the bed? I have one client whose mother thinks that the garage is a bathroom. And so that's where she goes to the bathroom. When you do the laundry, are you prepared to deal with the icky stuff you're going to find in your laundry? Are you prepared to deal with the sheets that you change and they're going to be icky stuff? Are you prepared to deal with the wounds, mental and physical, that you're going to have to deal with? Dealing with the icky stuff is really important, and it's something nobody likes to talk about. Let me talk about another icky thing, verbal abuse. Are you prepared, not yours toward your mother's, are you prepared to deal with the icky stuff of your mother saying, why did you steal all her money? Why did you kill her sister? Where did the dog go? Well, we don't have a dog. Where did the dog go? Did you kill the dog? What did you do with the dog? Are you prepared for all of the icky stuff? Sometimes really old habits. I don't want to get too graphic here, folks. But really old habits about language that the children have never heard all of a sudden start to come out of grandma, of mom and dad's, or grandma and grandpa's mouth. Are you prepared to deal with the icky stuff? And I can go on and on and on and on. Are you prepared to force your mother into the car to take her to the doctor because she really doesn't want to go to the doctor? Are you prepared to leave your mother alone while you run to the pharmacy to pick up the meds because she won't get in the car? And just keep letting your mind wander to the icky stuff. Are you prepared to be at IHOP because you want to get out and take your mom to get some pancakes and get out and have a little fun? And while you're sitting at the IHOP table, your mother looks at the waitress and says, "Who's this person? Would you get this person to leave the table? I've asked them to leave and they won't leave." Or worse. What would be worse, Bob? When she tells the waitress or the bank manager, "You know, my daughter is stealing all my money from me." Are you prepared to deal with the icky stuff? And do you have documents and a plan in place that are going to let you deal with the icky stuff? Icky stuff is real. It's not make-believe. It's real. Icky stuff is, in fact, icky. For help developing a plan with the icky stuff, give me a call. The phone number, the email address are right there on the page that you're watching right now on my website. Get to my next workshop. My next workshop, I think I have 4 seats available for this coming Saturday, the 27th at noon. My 10:30 workshop is already full. So you can call or you can email me and you can get set up with that workshop. Are you prepared to deal with the icky stuff? If not, if you don't have a plan for dealing with that, then call me right away and together we can reason together and decide how you as a family are going to deal with the icky stuff that comes with taking care of a declining, frail, elderly loved one. Thanks so much for joining me. Remember, you can right here on my website, you can look at my archived radio shows and podcasts and get lots of other information. Assets and Aging, California's single best resource on the issues of aging. Thanks for joining me. Your host, Bob Scrivano. We'll see you at one of the workshops or here again next Wednesday, every Wednesday at noon, right here on Assets and Aging. Thanks so much.